Isaiah by the burning of the coal, that I might worthily and fittingly proclaim the gospel of Christ our Lord. Amen.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of God rests upon you. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his mother and father, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough money for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should look at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king, marching into battle, would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all of his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. These are perhaps two of the most confusing parables of the Lord because they don't appear to have anything to do with what he's talking about. So the point of both seems to be prepared. Don't do things unwittingly or in an unconsidered way. Fair enough, that seems pretty reasonable. But it's not clear immediately what that has to do with hating mother and father, taking up cross, and following. That is, unless the very values that lead us to plan carefully are the same kinds of things that should lead us to trust absolutely. St. Charles Borromeo has a unique connection to us here in Des Moines. The first priest permanently assigned to the Iowa Territory, what was then the land between the two rivers, and the first priest to celebrate Mass in what is now Des Moines, was Father Samuel Charles Mazzucchelli, a Dominican from Milan, who happened to be born several centuries later on the same street as Charles Borromeo. And Borromeo became sort of the patron of Milan, so Father Samuel grew up with this guy as sort of his role model. In a certain, very distant way, we might not be here were it not for St. Charles Borromeo. Charles was not well equipped for sainthood to start. He came from the Medici family, which should begin to tingle something in your brain from high school history. So they were the beginning of the mafia, right? So the Medicis and the Borgias were two families of rich thugs that ran most of Italy for the Middle Ages. They gave us some of the best art and literature and music in the history of the world, but they also were real murdery. And so not great families. St. Charles's uncle, Pius IV, was the Pope. And so he made him a cardinal at 22 or 23. I want you to imagine what your kids were like when they first got out of college and whether they would be equipped to be a cardinal of the church. Now, of course, in those days, cardinals didn't have to be ordained. They were lay cardinals. And so he wasn't a priest yet. He was kind of like a super business manager for the Vatican. And the idea was that he would do this for a while. And then, because he was the eldest son in the family, when his father died, he'd probably leave church work, marry, and take over the family. That was the plan, until his father actually died. And in the events surrounding his father's death, Borromeo had an experience with a poor man that changed everything. It's a lot like what happened to St. Francis of Assisi. But this one seemingly chance encounter, this one providential encounter with a poor person, blew his world up. And nothing was ever the same. He was shortly ordained a priest and then named the Archbishop of Milan. And he spent most of his time in Milan battling, wait for it, a plague. In the course of the plague, one of the things Borromeo did was host penitential processions. Not the kind of triumphal things exactly that we've seen in more recent days ourselves. Priests with the Blessed Sacrament reminding people we're still here. There's a place for that. I'm not saying that, but that wasn't Borromeo's move. No, Borromeo's move was to recognize that bad things that happen are the consequence of sin. Not necessarily my individual sin all the time, but that sin is what has disrupted order in the world, and so it's penance for sin that brings about healing. So he paraded himself as a penitent, walked barefoot through the snowy streets of Milan in the winter, feet bloody, bearing a crossbeam over his shoulder, a noose hanging about his neck. This from the man who would be Pope. Maybe now we can begin to see what trust and turning back on family or prior commitments has to do with being prepared. The most important thing to be prepared for, the surest bet we can ever take, is on the cross. Because it's the only hope that we have of resurrection.